Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
First, I have to be convinced, we have to be convinced, the team has to be convinced, the premiers have to be convinced that an agreement is worth the paper it's written on, and I think at the core of that is that the agreement recognizes the benefits, the very, very many benefits that trade with Canada brings, not just to Canadians, but to Americans. I mean, it's their self-interest. But it has to recognize, it has to be aligned, has to have provisions that reinforce, of course. But we will know when we see it. And I would say, we go in from Missouri, to use an American expression, on this. With wide eyes, lots of options, rolling up our sleeves, doing the work. We're working on behalf of Canadians, we'll know it when we see it.
We were, I called them never-ending wars. Well, we're in for 4 months, and I had a very sad day yesterday. I went to Dover. 4 great American patriots killed. That's 18 in 2 wars, and one is too many.
President Xi coming in another 3 weeks. He's going to be coming here in September. But people walk into the Oval Office, and no matter who they are, they just sort of feel sort of different. And it's a great place to negotiate because everyone's all discombobulated when they walk in, and this is a great time for me to negotiate with them. So we do that as often as possible. But
so here's the way I look at it. It is the Jewish people upon which Christianity is built. It is the Judeo-Christian foundation upon which Western civilization was built. If there was no Western civilization, the idea of the sanctity of the individual, where'd that come from? From the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Exactly.
Where did that get into motion in government? Was it from ancient Rome? No. Was it from ancient Greece? No. Was it from the Ottoman Empire? No. There was one foundation from which this incredible revolutionary idea that was the genesis of America, it came from the Judeo-Christian understanding of the sanctity of the individual, the worth, the value of each person, and the rights that come to each person are a gift from God, not from any government. If there had not been an Israel, there would never have been an America.
Almost 60% in a city with 10 million people. Chuck Schumer is a senator from New York. He's the most prominent Jewish elected official in America. He wrote a book last year, Mr. Ambassador, called Anti-Semitism in America. He has not condemned Mamdani's comments. What does that tell you?
He's a coward. He is a coward for not calling this out. And if he doesn't, then I hope that nobody ever calls him a Jewish leader again. I'm not even Jewish, and I think I'm probably a much more effective Jewish leader than somebody who will not say what Mamdani is, and that is an anti-Semite. You just can't go any other way. It's just a matter of fact. When you say, or Mamdani says, that Benjamin Netanyahu is guilty of genocide, that Israel committed genocide, on its face, that is a stupid thing to say. Why? Because when you commit genocide, you try to erase, and it is in your intention to erase an entire people. Is he aware that the population of Gaza has risen by almost 4% every year since October the 7th.
I don't think he's aware. I don't think he's aware that the Israelis are feeding the Gazans.
They're really bad at it.
Yeah.
Power plants and places that we might be able to hit. Lucas, as you see these as targets, what do you think we might hit first?
Well, I don't know if we'll hit it first, but the Domavad plant supplies 40% of Tehran's electricity. The Bashir nuclear power plant, probably not likely a target. This is, the Russians built this. They still supply Iran with low-enriched uranium.
Because, Lucas, we should say there's a risk to blowing up a nuclear plant.
There's no
right?
question. Now, the South Pars gas field, this sits on the largest natural gas field in the world. Israeli forces hit this on March 18th, in the beginning of the war. Iran responded by hitting the Qatari side of this natural gas field. In terms of targets.
But let me ask you here, this is the strait.
Yeah, this is the strait of Hormuz right here.
So if we want to send a message in the strait where they're hitting ships in the strait, wouldn't that be a place we go?
It would. The only question is, what would be Iran's response? We've seen Iran hit back in Qatar's oil field, natural gas oil fields in the UAE. That's the big thing.
You mean they'll have a like response? If we hit a power plant,
no question. That's been this tit for tat the whole time. That's what's notable about the Israelis. They use disproportionate responses. Probably one of the reasons that Israel hasn't re-entered the war. Iran has not attacked Israel since early June.
And your assessment of how we're doing it now, do you think we're doing disproportionate, or do you think we could be doing
it? Not doing disproportionate. It is notable that U.S. forces hit an Iranian barracks after an American barracks was hit, of course, in Jordan. That's what killed those three U.S. Army
soldiers. So this is the power plants that we could be hitting.
This is the big one. Let's go over here on the other side of the map is Pickaxe Mountain. The U.S. intelligence has assessed that Iran could have moved some of its enriched uranium from Fordo days before Operation Midnight Hammer a year ago to Pickaxe Mountain. It's much deeper than the other nuclear sites. And also, these Zagros Mountains, we're talking about hard dolomite, very hard rock, be very difficult to hit from the air. It's one of the reasons ground forces might be used. In fact, this is a mission for the U.S. military's National Mission Force. We're talking about Delta, SEAL Team 6, the Air Force 24th Special Tactics Squadron.
And the risk is there's never been anyone who said this is what it's like. There's no schematics for what's inside Pickaxe.
Right.
That's what we say.
IAEA has never accessed the site. They haven't. So we don't know for sure if these highly enriched centrifuges, the uranium, has been moved to Pickaxe. But it's on the radar. We heard from President Trump saying that he will be striking Pickaxe very soon. We've seen bones flying from Britain. Those are the B-1 bombers. And, of course, the B-2 bombers fly from Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri on that round-the-world flight that we saw.
And Natanz has been hit, right?
Natanz has been hit, Fordo and Isfahan. Those were the three sites hit for Operation Midnight Hammer a year ago. Again, so far, Pickaxe has remained untouched.
So when you talk about Bashir,
this was a nuclear power plant built with Russian help. It is one of two nuclear reactors, nuclear power plants that are operated in the Middle East. UAE has the other one. What's interesting about the Saudi deal, not to get into that for another segment, but UAE and Bashir, they're importing the enriched uranium, low enriched uranium. The Iranians get it from Russia, and the Emiratis import it from
that
elsewhere.
Was part of the deal. Mm-hmm. Where they said, OK, you can use it, but we'll enrich it and then give it to you and take it
exactly.
back. Exactly. And now here, I understand this power plant serves 2 million people.
Yes, and this is outside of Tehran. If the president wanted to order what some would consider a disproportionate response, you would hit the Domovit plant. Again, it's responsible for 40% of Tehran, the capital's power. Right. The only question is, do you want to turn the lights off for millions of Iranians who are sympathetic to the American cause?
Welcome back to the Skiff. Apologize for the little production hiccup there. I am live from Batron, Lebanon. This is a beautiful Phoenician city on the ocean, on the Med, and just incredibly gorgeous. We're here meeting sources and also developing our infrastructure for our new diaspora. However, there are about 15 million Lebanese all over the world, and guess what? They have voting rights. And so this is a way to increase Christian power in the Middle East and try to salvage some kind of Christian presence and grow it from the remnants that are here now after being destroyed in Iraq and Syria and heavily impacted here in Lebanon, reducing the demographics from about 70% down below 40%. So voting power just in the U.S., like in the U.S., is really important. And we're going to try to help them here by building this media outlet that will reach the diaspora so that they can vote and get involved and help save their homeland. So if you know some Lebanese, please tell them about this, and we'll be getting the name out and all of that soon. But Patron is beautiful. Right over here is an ancient seawall from the Phoenicians. It's just incredibly beautiful place, very historic. We'll be showing more of it over the next week or so. Maybe we're also doing some AI work. We'll see if you like it. Please comment. We're going to do some educational stuff on what's going on here using AI, because we find that it's very cost effective in getting out the information. And people, we're getting really good feedback from the short stuff we're doing. So we're going to start doing some longer videos on the subject. Want to say hello to the crew in the chat. You're clear and hot. Thanks for coming in today. Really appreciate it. Check out whatfinger.com. They're a great aggregator site. The ceasefire here in Lebanon is holding. Beirut and north here in the Christian sector is calm. And we're happy about that. It's allowed us a lot of freedom to move around here and get done what we wanted to do. Did you see the Fox warmongering in the cold open? Just unbelievable. What can we hit tonight, bud? You know, just, I mean, these are lives of our sons and daughters that are going to be put at risk here very soon, it seems, in a massive upgrade escalation of the war in Iran. We're going to stay on it. We're going to talk about that here. In fact, let's do the mission brief real quick before we bring on our guests. Today's the 24th of July. I'm your host, L. Todd Wood. I did a big piece last night on Laura Loomer's deceit in Ukraine. I want to walk that through that a little later in the show. The Iran war update, we'll talk about where this is, and Trump seems to be going all in. Ukraine war update, we'll talk about that. The ICE update as to what's going on with deportations, and will the war come home? That's quite likely. So we've got a lot to go through today. I've got a great show for you today. Dan Schultz is going to talk about why you need to be involved right now. So stay tuned for that. And also, in the second hour, we're going to talk precious metals, because guess what, people? We're going to be, we don't do this often. We don't beat the drum and bang on the desk and back up the truck on any kind of asset classes, but we want you to be aware of what's happening in precious metals and why this might be a seriously good time to look at that. So we'll be right back after this break. Don't go anywhere. Live from Patron.
Every day, your data is being tracked, collected, and sold, often without you even realizing it. Big tech companies control your devices, your apps, and the information you share. From your messages to your browsing habits, everything is being monitored and stored. Over time, we've traded privacy for convenience, and most people don't even question it. But what if you could take that control back? That's where Mark 37 comes in. Mark 37 provides privacy-focused phones, laptops, and tablets designed to give you full control over your digital life. With secure systems, expert support, and simple tools, they make it easier to step away from constant tracking and data collection. Because privacy isn't just a feature, it's a fundamental choice. It's about protecting your data, your freedom, and your future. Take back control of your digital life with Mark 37.
And by the way, I wanted to say I'm starting my journey with Sean. I'm going to be getting a Ghost phone and then upgrading to a Ghost computer soon, because I am going to unplug for the Matrix. And you can follow me along on my journey. So mark37.com/CDM is where you want to go to do that. Find the webinar, sign up for the webinar, and learn everything you need to know to get started. And then you can also sign up for a free 30-minute consultation on privacy there at mark37.com/CDM. But I'm looking forward to it. And I have been worried about privacy for some time. So I'm going to be taking the plunge and changing my life and unplugging from the Matrix. And I'm really looking forward to it. So maybe you can join me.
A warm welcome here at the National Press Club. Welcome to the journalists. Welcome to the Embra team. And welcome to the other guests that we have here. Going to announce, and as some of you guessed it right when they came in, the first E2 order by an American operator. And that operator is Avello. We believe this is really a strategic shift to unlock profitability for the customer. I'm very pleased that we have Andrew Levy here as the CEO of Avello, and I'm very pleased to give the stage to share a little bit more about what Avello is going to do with the E2 195. Thank you very much.
couldn't be more excited to be here as part of this historic announcement. We have such a great cultural fit as companies. So we're very, very excited to be Embraer's newest customer. We launched our airline in April of 21. And our target is focusing on small secondary airports of large metro areas. We've carried over 8 million customers since we started on 63,000 flights. And we've done all these things with 1,200 of the greatest crew members I could ever imagine having. And many of them are here with me today. This is the right airplane for us. It's going to open up opportunities for us that no other aircraft can serve. The best thing about the airplane, of course, is you will not find a middle seat on this airplane. It doesn't exist. We won't have any to offer. It's going to be the best cabin in the United States, and we're so excited about that. This is going to elevate our experience to the highest level, and we think our customers are absolutely going to love the airplane.
Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
Okay, welcome back to the Skiff. I'm here, if you're just joining us, live from Batroun, Lebanon, a Phoenician town a little above Beirut, about 25 miles north, and incredibly beautiful. And we're going to be talking more about that over the next few weeks with pictures, etc. But I saw some stuff from Dan Schultz, our friend of the show who's been on many times, and we've talked about how to get involved and save the country. We really got to take our sovereignty back. I don't know what that's going to look like, but as we're here in Lebanon trying to increase Christian power, we have to increase the sovereignty of the American people. And Dan is the guy to talk about that. Dan, thanks for coming on today, man.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. And be safe over there.
Yeah, all good. All good. So
you glitched out there. I can't hear you right now.
Still with us, Dan?
Yeah, I am. I couldn't hear you. So a few days ago, Saturday, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. Now, every state has a different system in the Republican Party, and you got to learn that. And you can get started at my site, precinct. Allegheny County contacted me, a couple of people that I know there. I had helped them over the years. After 4 years of recruiting, they finally outnumbered the establishment rhinos, and when it came time to elect new officers, they won. They won everything. Barely, but they won because they had a majority. So Tuesday, they asked me to get him on Steve Bannon's War Room. So I sent some info to Steve. He had him on. He had him on 2 days in a row, and they mentioned me and this precinctstrategy.com and how I helped them and everything. That was terrific. Well, Tuesday, we just had in Arizona, where I used to live, I'm in Wisconsin now, their primary election. And the numbers were dismal. And I talked about it on my podcast. Very dismal. So think of this. This is Maricopa County, which, is full of conservatives. There's 884,000 registered Republicans, and they had a whopping 3,014 candidates, volunteer candidates to get on the ballot to run in the primary for precinct committeemen. 98% of them won by default. There was more. I mean, so you didn't even have to be on. They don't even print a ballot in that case. Only 20 out of 956 precincts had contested elections. But only 36.6% of those slots got filled. And that was less than 2 years ago. And that's the fundamental problem. I keep asking, where are all of the patriotic conservatives who claim that they want to save the republic? Well, I don't know where they are, but I know where they're not, at least in Arizona. Yeah. They're not in the party. but they could be. And 3 years ago, I was asked by the Maricopa County chairman and vice chair to head up a committee to recruit precinct committee. And I told them, you got elected. I used to be on the executive committee in Maricopa County. I said, you're the brand new officers. You have the titles. I'll write up a one pager of what to do to recruit precinct committee. You need to get on radio. You need to get on podcasts. You need to, you know, start with each precinct, make sure there's a precinct captain, identify the precincts that have, by the way, 28.5% of the 956 precincts now in Maricopa County have zero precinct committeemen, not even one. And that's the way it was 3 years ago as well. And I said, here's a whole bunch of ideas. Run with it. Go. Because I was moving away. You know, I left in the summer of 2023 and then moved here permanently in 2024. And they didn't do anything. The officers, they always like to call themselves leaders. But there was one standout legislative district, and I know one of the officers, her name's Ann Neiman, and she gets the precinct committeeman strategy. They filled 74% of their precinct committeeman slots. That's pretty damn good in the primary. And so I want to interview her. I'm going to try to get her on my podcast. I sent her an email last night, but I haven't heard back. And it all boils down to the individual American. Look, I can't hold everybody's hand, but I sure as hell can create a website which gives step-by-step directions on what to do. And then it's up to each American to figure out how it works in their state. I've got links to all sorts of resources by state. I don't have good stuff for every state, but I have some really good stuff for a lot of states, like Florida, for example. There's lots of really good county websites that say, step by step, here's how to get involved in our county committee. Either getting appointed or running every 4 years in Florida for a position on the primary ballot. And see, they can't keep you out because in every state, eventually you get to a time period where you can run. And they can't keep you out. You can get onto the ballot or go to a caucus meeting. If you get enough votes from the people who show up at the caucus or in the primary, and like I said, in Arizona this past time, what was it? Almost 3,000 won by default. Only 20 precincts had a contested primary. All the rest won by default. I always won by default when I ran. We always had either the exact number of candidates that we needed for our precinct or fewer. And then we would fill it up by the appointment process. And when you have all the slots filled, getting out the vote is easy because you've got enough warm bodies to do it. There's one precinct committeeman roughly in every state for every 125 registered Republicans. But you don't have to reach every 125 in your sector of the precinct. And then what we did is we would cut up our precincts and then we would focus on just one little sector. And you can do that. There's turf cutting tools now. GOP Data Center, I think, even has turf cutting now. There's other software that you can use. The candidates have good software. You align yourself with a conservative candidate. And then here's the worst part of it. The results overall in this country, and Arizona was no different on Tuesday. Every single incumbent Republican, as far as I know, in the state legislature who ran again, won their primary. These are the Republican state legislators who have enjoyed a majority position in both chambers. They can get rid of the machines for the federal elections if they grow a spine, and they haven't done a damn thing. And all of them won their primary if they ran again for reelection. Out of the 27 states that have had primaries now for state legislatures, some don't have them in the even year. Some are in the odd numbered year. 95.6% of the state legislators with an R after their name, a Republican, quote unquote, have won. So there's no turnover in the uniparty down at the state legislature level. And it's just as bad at the federal level. Oh, and also every Republican governor who has run, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Greg Abbott in Texas, And Texas is a good example. Texas has a Republican governor. He's supposedly really conservative, right? Greg Abbott, he's really, really conservative. And then they have an overwhelming majority in Texas in the state legislature. And they haven't gotten rid of the machines for all of the elections. And they could. Just like that. Yeah. Just like that. Boom, boom. Let's get rid of the machines. Let's go back to hand counted paper ballots, one day election, blah, 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 blah. Every, you know what we need. Small precincts. Got to show ID, et cetera. They won't do it. Why don't they do it? Well, in Texas, it's similar to Arizona. Only 44% of the precinct chair slots got filled in their primary. Florida, as you know, the average is probably 35%. Where are all of the conservatives who want to save the republic? Well, you're not going to do it by talking on the internet all day. You have to get your rear end into a folding chair once a month at a local meeting. And then when it comes to the U.S. House, only two people have been defeated. Dan Crenshaw, thank goodness, in Texas, and Tom Massey in Kentucky, and only two senators. John Cornyn got booted, thank God, finally. And then Bill Cassidy in Louisiana, he lost because, you know, he voted to impeach his president. I mean, think of that. And that's why he lost. Other than that, every incumbent thus far, and we're halfway, more than halfway through all the primaries, have lost. And now one thing I haven't done yet is looked at what was the turnout of Republicans in Arizona. I haven't had a chance to look that up. But the average turnout, the average over five decades has been in Republican primaries has been the most important election with for an incumbent, because if they don't win the primary, they don't go on to the general. That's where we can change things in the primaries, but we have to get organized and united locally where we live. And the best way to do that is in the party. But the average turnout is 20%. In Texas, it was 32.9% of Republicans bothered to vote. And statewide, and that was the most expensive U.S. Senate Republican primary in the history of the United States. But see, all that money doesn't boost turnout. I saw a post on X this morning. I always do a search for precinct strategy, see what people are talking about. And a guy said, I would take warm bodies going door to door versus a six-figure ad buy every time. And I'm of the same mindset. Going door to door and talk. Now, knocking on doors is very time consuming. Our system was you made a phone call to the household with lower information, lower propensity voters in the primary if we had a good candidate, and we did one time. Frank Schmuck, I think you know him or know of him, great guy. We won in a landslide, and all we did was make phone calls, and nobody had to do more than 3 hours of work using my precinct strategy. We won in a landslide in the primary. You made a phone call saying, we're going to drop a flyer off at your door. And then you put one flyer showing the stark difference between Frank and the incumbent rhino, Jeff Dial, who had lied to us and was a fake veteran, stolen valor type guy. We caught him on that. And we won big time. That's how it's done. That's how you boost turnout. That's the best way. Mailers don't work. Ads don't work. Stuff on the internet. It really doesn't work. But the consultants love it because they get a cut of all every dollar spent, like 35 to 40% they put in their back pocket of all the money that you raise for that stuff that doesn't work. I told Frank, spend all of your money finding volunteers to help you and pay them if you have to. But we didn't pay anybody. It was all volunteers. And we did a great job. And that's how you win. So my plea to everybody watching this today is find your local committee. With the internet now, it's easy. I've got step-by-step directions on how to do it. It's not hard. Virtually every local committee and state committee, many states have a directory of all the local committees. But if you can't find it on their state page, call them or email them. And if they don't answer, then just do an internet search. The name of your county or your town, depending on how it works, go to my website, go to the state information page, bone up on the terminology, find your local committee. And then the key is to go to the meeting and volunteer. And don't wear your Trump gear. go in low key, say, I'm here. I'm a good Republican. I want to help elect more Republicans. How do I become a voting member of this local committee? That's my goal. I want to become a voting member of this party apparatus. How do I do it in the state? Is there a precinct committeeman handbook? I've laid that all out on my website. It's not hard to do. And that's what we have to do. Will we get enough people? I don't know. Doesn't look like we're going to, and that's curtains for the country. The first three words of the preamble of the Constitution are, we the people. They laid it out for us. And remember, in huge letters on the parchment copies, we the people ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. It's our job to make sure the people we elect take their oath of office seriously. They don't, most of them. And that's why we're going down the tubes. They need to be replaced. You're not going to change anything by yelling at the incumbent rhinos. We have to replace them. We have to replace the uniparty Republicans with real Republicans. And there are real Republicans running for office, but most of them don't have enough support from enough precinct committeemen, because there aren't enough precinct committeemen. But there could be overnight. It's not, there's no barriers.
Dan, I got a message the other night from a woman who's, you know, a friend of mine, very nice person, my age. And she said, when are the, is the GOP going to do something? And I said, honey, you need to get involved. Silence. I don't get it. I mean, I guess, are they mesmerized by Fox News? I mean, that's the number one thing you could do is turn off Fox News. I mean, I think that's like mind control or something. I mean, they got, I don't know. You learned in, marketing school, they can put those subliminal messages in there. Maybe there's some kind of hypnosis going on. Don't go be a precinct strategy, man. I mean, I don't know, but it's bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I haven't watched Fox News in years. I spend all of my time locally helping locally my party. Like, for example, we got our county fair coming up. So I'm going to go to the booth and I'm going to try to recruit people to join our local committee at the booth at the fair. And then I'm also in the Legion, American Legion. So I'll spend time there as well, trying to recruit Legionnaires. And then when I recruit Legionnaires, what do I tell them to do? Hey, I find out what their politics are. And if they're conservative, I say, why don't you become a precinct committeeman here in Buffalo County, where I live now? That's what we got to do. We got to become recruiting machines. But the first step is you got to get to that local meeting. And it's not hard. And if you like observing people, that's a great place to do it. You're going to meet all sorts of interesting people. Some you're not going to like, some you're going to love. You're going to make lots of friends. And the best part of it is it's very personally rewarding. You are going to feel very good about yourself. Like, I am where I need to be. I'm in the best possible place to help save the Republic. I'm going to be boosting turnout of lower information, lower propensity voters. There was a woman I know in Washington State. She's posting on X a lot. And I saw a couple of posts that she actually walks her precinct, knocks on doors, tries to meet her Republican neighbors. And she's finding out a lot of them just don't vote. They think, why should I vote? Nothing changes. Well, that's why you got to vote. And you got to get every Tom, Dick and Harry to the polls and vote on election day. Even in the states where you have to vote by mail, you can still drop it off on the day of the election. If they're using the Dominion machines, the only way to defeat the Dominion machines is to vote on election day. Wait. Do not do the early voting. That's stupid. I've debated people about that. I debated John Fredericks on my podcast one day. He called me all sorts of names. He was, ad hominem attacks. We're friends. I mean, but, he was making fun of me. And, I said, John, everything that you're saying, early voting is dumb. It's just dumb.
Well, if there's anybody that's coin operated, it's John Fredericks. come on. The guy is not a journalist. So,
yeah. But at least he's become a precinct committeeman. At least he's actually been a national convention delegate. So I got to give him credit for that. He's like you. You've been walking the walk so that you can talk the talk. A lot of the people who are podcasters, they've never set foot inside of a Republican local committee, except maybe to get a speech and get paid for it. Other than that, they've never done anything in the party. And that's their failing. And we need to be calling these people out and ask them, hey, are you in the party? What do you do? Are you? And, oh, I'm too, they all got an excuse. Oh, I'm too important. You know, I'm just too important. I had one guy tell me that he had a platform. It still exists, but he's passed away. And I asked him, he contacted me to promote his platform. And I said, hey, are you a, and he'd been a county board member in the city that he lived in. I'm not going to mention his name. No, I can't. I go, well, why not? Why can't you get involved in your local committee? Well, you know, I'm running a $1 million company. I just don't have time to do it. I said, but you want me to promote your company, but you'd be the best promoter to get the people on it. It's a political site, and he just wouldn't do it. And I just, you know, I couldn't understand it. But, you know, everybody's unique. So, but the bottom line my message to Americans is this: we the people are going to save the republic, or we're not. And as of right now, it looks like we're not going to, because the first thing we have to do is capture a political party, and conservatives don't have one. The Republican Party is not run by conservatives. It's run by fake Republicans who pretend very well to be conservative. John McCain pretended to be a conservative. Jeff Flake, he was really good at it, pretended to be a conservative. Mitt Romney, I'm severely conservative. Bull crap. They're good liars, and we got to vet our candidates better. And the best way to do that is at those local meetings, because guess who comes to the meetings? The candidates. I used to go toe-to-toe with John Kyle and McCain and Flake all the time at meetings. I'd walk right up to them, put my finger on their chest, and why aren't you doing this? Why are you doing that? And why do you keep saying this? Why do you keep saying that? You know, you can do that at the meetings.
You will also see the manipulations the party uses to try to prevent. You'll see it up close and personal to try to prevent grassroots.
Oh yeah,
you know. Yeah, I mean, you'll get an education real quick.
Absolutely, and they're pros at it. They've been living and breathing politics their whole life because they love it, because they're Democrats. When you scratch them, you know, scratch down to the bone, you're going to get hit Democrat bone. Mm-hmm. They love this stuff. Well, you got to hold your nose and go in and defeat them. And the beauty of it is the majority rules. If you can outnumber them, and see the saving grace is over half of these slots all across the country still are vacant. And if the rhinos ever figure out how to recruit, we're toast. So we got to do it before they do it. And we haven't been getting it done. And I hope we do start soon.
So tell everybody again, Dan, where to find your website, how to get involved.
You go to precinctstrategy.com, precinctstrategy.com. You can email me, dan@precinctstrategy.com. That's at my website as well. The only thing you have to memorize is precinctstrategy.com. Just start at the top and work down. We have a communications and collaboration platform that my friend Robert Beatles built for us. It's secure. It's not on big tech cloud servers. It's on physical servers that he owns. It's private. You can't find it unless you go to precinctstrategy.com and click on the first button, and that's the sign up page. And then the third button is all of my past podcasts. You can go back and watch them. I've done, like, if you search they're archived on Rumble and easy to find. So for example, I've done some about the Muslim threat. So if you just go on the search pane and type in the word Muslims, boom, you're going to see four that I did about think of it. We've got a effing jihadist mayor of New York City. Ding, 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 ding. Five alarm fire. What are we doing about it? And the New Yorkers aren't doing a damn thing. The turnout percentage of all eligible voters was 45%. In London, it was 40% for the re-election of jihadist Sadiq Khan. 40% turned. 60% had something better to do than vote for who's going to be the mayor of London, for example. Everybody just shrugs their shoulders and don't even vote.
Let me ask you this. I mean, I've asked you this before, but in Florida, They have come after the precinct strategy pretty hard. They've dissolved committees. What do you say to somebody who was in, say, you know, Manatee County, and they were on the board, and it got dissolved, and they're really unhappy and frustrated and hate the party? And what do you say to them?
Well, it's a little complicated, but first thing I would say is, were you keeping tabs on what your executive committee was doing? Not number one, because everybody from each county has a rep on it. Were you doing that? Number two, when you found out that they passed a new codicil in the state constitution, the Republican Party of Florida, I think it's called the Constitution, not bylaws, where they change it so that if you're a member of a group that they don't like that has the word Republican in it, like the Republican, what is it?
Republican Assembly.
Yeah, Republican Assembly, Florida Republican Assembly. Mm-hmm. See, they don't like them, right? So if you were a member of it, then that was grounds to kick you personally out. Okay, so either get out of the Florida Republican Assembly or change the name of the Florida Republican Assembly to Florida Republicrat Assembly or something.
Yeah.
You could have done that. But the bottom, and then the real bottom line is this. When they're in the majority at any step of the way, if the RINOs are in the majority, as you know, at the local county level, where on average only 35% are filled, but if they're in the majority, they can do whatever they want to you. You gotta recruit. Now, if you've been thrown out, what do you do now? You do what people are doing in Florida and elsewhere. You create a caucus, a network of all of the conservatives, and then you recruit more conservatives. And then the next time around, when you want to see if you can get back in, if things change a little bit, maybe, you take all of those people and you go to the meeting and you say, we're here, we're good Republicans, we want to help, we're here to boost turnout for Republican candidates in the general election. We want to be appointed to a vacancy. And if they won't appoint you, then states, keep your group going. And then when it comes time for that primary election, I think it's every 4 years, unfortunately, in Florida, then you run and you get elected. That's what you have to do. And all the while, you got to call them out publicly for the stuff that they're doing to fellow Republicans for no good reason other than they're clinging to the power. It's all about power. I mean, and it's in a private organization, but you know, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The chairman of each local committee and state committee, they have basically absolute power. Otherwise, nothing would get done. It's like an aphrodisiac. And so we got to build our network. And that's what they did in Allegheny County. They kept building a network. And they were communicating with one another. And then when it came time to have that election, they had enough people who had qualified to vote, and they had a majority. They stuck together. They all voted the same way, and boom, the bad guys were out. And that's happened all around the country over the years, but in very few places, few places. But it can be done. The missing ingredient of the precinct committeeman strategy is the main ingredient. Precinct committeeman, we don't have enough.
Dan, thank you very much. Really informative. Want to have you back soon. We keep pushing this as we got to take the Republic back. There's no other option. So thank you again.
Yep.
Thanks
you
for
bet.
Coming on. We'll see you soon.
Yeah,
take care.
Be safe over there.
Every day, your data is being tracked, collected, and sold, often without you even realizing it. Big tech companies control your devices, your apps, and the information you share. From your messages to your browsing habits, everything is being monitored and stored. Over time, we've traded privacy for convenience, and most people don't even question it. But what if you could take that control back? That's where Mark 37 comes in. Mark 37 provides privacy-focused phones, laptops, and tablets designed to give you full control over your digital life. With secure systems, expert support, and simple tools, they make it easier to step away from constant tracking and data collection. Because privacy isn't just a feature, it's a fundamental choice. It's about protecting your data, your freedom, and your future. Take back control of your digital life with Mark 37.
The pandemic, we can never be caught unprepared again. And so many Americans, when COVID hit, they had nothing in the house. Stores were shut down and doctor's offices were shut down. And even if doctors prescribed drugs, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, pharmacists wouldn't fill the prescriptions. That was a nightmare.
Now the situation is much worse. We have these horrible supply chain problems. In our emergency medical kit at the wellness company, we have 8 prescription drugs that are all potentially life-saving.
Most people who died with COVID, they died in the hospital because they didn't receive early treatment.
Every American family should have one of these.
I can tell you the wellness company kit is the answer.
With my 35 years of experience, our team at US Asset Management can deliver professional investment management, financial planning to help you target your goals, and even specialized divorce financial analysis if you need it. We are here to help you make better decisions with your money. Call US Asset Management today and let's get to work in your financial future. Lebanon, welcome back to the Skiff. Before we move on to our next guest, and we're going to talk about some stories, I want to highlight the wellness company, twc.health/promo. Let me start over. It's been a long night. twc.health/CDM. Overseas like this. It's full of everything you need for any kind of emergency medically. Sorry, I'm getting a little, this country's at war, so the internet connection is not that great. We're trying to do the best we can. But twc.health/CDM, promo code CDM, you get 10% off. Make sure your family's protected. Guess what? The war's going to come to the United States. You're going to need this. I promise you. You're going to need this kit at your house if you can't get to a pharmacy, you can't get to the hospital. So check it out, twc.health/CDM, promo code CDM for 10% off. At the top of the hour, we've got Ira Bershatsky, Pfizer Metals. We're going to talk precious metals because we are in Okay, people, I'm back. Sorry about that. We just completely dropped, but I am back. And let's talk about a few stories here. By the way, we're at war. So in this country, not us, but Lebanon is essentially at war with itself, Hezbollah and Israel striking them. So all the infrastructure here is somewhat iffy. So thank you for holding, staying with us as we work through this. All right. So I wanted to show to you a short video I did on what's going on here in Lebanon and why Lebanon is so important. So hold on. I'll bring that up now. 1 second. Here we go. And there's no audio.
And fair elections because one more they time. Impact.
One more time. Here we go.
Day in American foreign policy and a reminder why we need free and fair elections because they impact American foreign policy, which matters for the future of humanity. Today, Lebanese President Joseph Aoun met with U.S. President Donald Trump in the White House. We are on the ground in Beirut and wrote about the event at CDM, recognizing its civilizational importance. Lebanon is the last and always has been the foremost Christian nation in the Middle East. It is the seat of the original Christian church. As Christianity is vital to the human future, Lebanon is vital to the Christian faith. Having an American foreign policy enacted with a Christian lens will be a sea change for the United States and for the world. We only get there with free and fair elections. At CDM, we are advocating with all our strength to make this happen. Join us. Put CDM in your daily scan. Today was an important day in American foreign policy and a reminder why.
You get the drift. All right, so I've got Ira Bashatsky in the green room. I'm going to bring him in. Let me just get something ready for him real quick. Hold on. We're producing on the fly here, guys. This is real live TV in the field. So here we go. I'm going to bring on Ira. One second. How you doing there, Ira? Good to see you, man.
Same here. So are you thousands of miles away?
I'm in Batrone, Lebanon, right north of Beirut. So quite an interesting experience.
I didn't hear it before, but what have you shared as to why you're there, et cetera?
Well, we are developing a media outlet here. So we're on the ground meeting sources, meeting, the infrastructure that we're building to be able to bring some good ideas of what's coming out of this area of the world, because it's obviously very important. So that's why we're here. But I wanted to get you on because as I said, we don't often talk about backing the truck up and pounding the table, but if you look at gold, I mean, it's pretty awesome opportunity, don't you think, at this point?
Yes. No, seriously, it's building a base here. If you expand that a little bit, you can see, it's down a good percentage. And it was back in June, it went below the 200-day moving average, which, is what the big people look at. And, that's where it started the decline. And around that time, you're an old bond trader, the 30-year went above 5%, and that's kind of a bellwether for, which way things are going. And, so there was that. And it's starting to bottom here, and I have some notes. Being an older guy, I got to check my notes.
Yeah, of course, I'm the same way.
the bond market, the tail wags the dog. So here's an interesting thing. So Kevin Warsh, right, is the new head of the Fed, and people think, he's looking at Greenspan, or he's looking at definitely not Powell, because always too late Powell. And we have to go back to those halcyon days of the early 80s.
Yes.
If you recall, Paul Volcker, who was the chairman of the Federal Reserve at the time, and I'll kind of paraphrase what his thought was. He said, I'm going to raise interest rates until I wring inflation out of the economy, which he did. And it didn't come back for 45 years until Joe Biden came in. And so Kevin Warsh is kind of doing the same thing. You know, he's kind of saying, look, you know, I'm not going to lower interest rates. They'll stay the same or they'll go a little higher because he's scared of the inflation, you know, between what's going on in the world, the oil, et cetera. So that's the way I see, you know, him looking at it. And back then, okay, again, those halcyon days, I was in the markets then. I got here in 1980. August 18th, 1982, Henry Kaufman, right? Interest rates were going up. He said, I see interest rates going lower. Boom, the stock market went up. Gold went up because gold wants lower interest rates. And I think gold that month, August of 82, jumped, you know, 20%. So we need a Henry Kaufman, who was the chief economist at Salomon Brothers at the time. And he was very influential. And I also remember in those days, the money supply used to come out at 4:15 Eastern time on Thursdays. And everyone that booked out of the trading room at 4:01 stayed on Thursday. I mean, they took a later train going back home to see what the money supply was doing. And they wanted it to lower because that would be lower interest rates instead of flooding the market with the Fed flooding the market with more money. So it was all kind of interesting. And things repeat themselves. I could look at a chart from today, from yesterday, 1 minute chart, daily, weekly, monthly, from 100 years ago, it's the same. It's a chart's a chart. And you know, now we're seeing, as I said, gold bottoming, silver, you know, kind of the same thing as well. It's had its 50% Fibonacci replacement, retracement, a little more than that. So also, you know, look at silver a little bit. And for the people that want to get in a little earlier, again, in one of my blogs months ago, I showed a seasonal chart of gold going back to 1971, a monthly seasonal chart, and January and September are the 2 months with the biggest monthly increases in gold, historically going back, what, 50 years. So this is the end of July, time to, you know, look to get in.
So the stars are aligned is what you're saying. I mean, the charts look great. The timing's great. The political situation, geopolitical financial situation is positive for some type of, you know, move into precious metals to protect other assets. And, you know, by the way, I should say, you have to talk to your financial advisor. We're not telling you to buy gold. We're telling you to, it's something you should maybe look at. Talk to your financial advisor and, you know, give Ira Bryshotsky a call at Advisor Metals and talk to you. Tell us about your process. If somebody's out here, you know, looking to maybe get involved, never done this kind of thing before, how would it work?
You mean somebody near Beirut?
Yeah. Well, they would have even more reason to go with you. But I'm talking, you know, Joe Bag of Donuts in Kansas City. What's happening?
And like you said, so that's the disclaimer. Yeah, this is for educational purposes only, right? So our process is easy. There's two ways to purchase physical precious metals with us. And just to mention also, you know, we use the disclaimer thing kind of as a joke, but it is kind of true because I'm registered with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, have been since 1991. I have the Series 3 license. The only person in this industry that is. So I have, you know, transparency, rules, regulations, and, you know, as that old Hebrew National commercial says, I have to answer to an even higher authority. So very small markups here and above my cost. So how does it work? There's two ways to purchase physical precious metals with me. One is called the cash buy, where you wire in funds. We only accept wired funds for compliance purposes. We chat, we see what your goals and aspirations are. And once we realize that, we look for just the basic bullion metals. That's all you need. You don't need anything fancy. You're not most likely not a collector. So we decide what you want. The money comes in. We do the purchase. And then I work with a wholesaler. They ship the metals out to you. I pay the shipping and insurance. You get the tracking number all within a few days, you know, barring anything unusual like we had, you know, the beginning of the year with all the craziness. The other way is you can roll over all or part of an eligible retirement account, IRA, 401k, 403b, a SEP IRA, with the government, the TSPs. You can do that as well. And you would set up an account with a self-directed IRA custodian. And we work with a couple of them, and we don't get any money for that or anything. It's for you. We just, you know, suggest where you should go with that. Once that's set up, then you fill out a form with them. They do all the heavy lifting to move whatever funds you designate from your current custodian to them. Once the funds are there, we go through the purchase process again, where what your goals and aspirations are, we pick the right metals, you know, that work for you. And then by IRS rules, the metals need to be stored at a third-party depository. So the wholesaler ships them to a third-party depository, which there's many of them throughout the country that we work with, and they're all individually insured for $1 billion by Lloyd's of London. And then the metals are there, and it's kind of like having a mutual fund, but instead of the information being on a server, which can get hacked, the metals are physically somewhere. You have physical precious metals in your name.
So, you know, I was never good at day trading on the street, but I was really good at picking long-term trends. And we don't go out and say buy metals every day. We say maybe you should look at it as part of your portfolio. But right now it just seems a really, really good time. And I think as we move into this possible much bigger escalation in the Middle East, Trump's talking about and even issued a warning for people like me to get out of the Middle East, emergency warning. So we'll be leaving soon. But the timing seems pretty good right now.
And it does. And if we're not at the bottom, we're kind of close. One of the analysts at Sprott Securities, he has some sort of formula, and he says, you know, I'm 2 standard deviations below where that formula is. So he goes, It's not maybe the bottom, but it could be pretty close. And when I first started in the business, one of my mentors said, don't wait to buy gold and wait. That was his mantra. It's probably for silver as well. So
that's good advice. Ira, thank you for coming on today, man. I appreciate it. Wanted to get you on because I saw the charts and I'm like, man, I got to get this guy on. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Todd. Enjoy.
And by the way, you can go to cdmmetals.com, fill out the form, and Ira will contact you. Phone number's there. Tell him we sent you. And
If you come to me directly, say it's from CDM. Very important. Yep.
All right. Take care, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Enjoy.
For the first time ever, we're bringing you MyPillow mattresses and mattress toppers for as low as $99.98. Remember, sleep's all about temperature and pressure points. Whatever sleep needs you have, we have the right technology for you. Like our MyPillow mattress topper, our queen size has over 10,000 individual comfort supports to help relieve your pressure points. And how about our 3-inch hybrid plus mattress topper? It's infused with copper and silver to help your body get the restorative sleep it needs. And our MyPillow and Case Coil mattresses, I personally helped develop these mattresses to make sure they have everything needed to give us great sleep. Plus, they're made right here in the USA and they ship right to your front door absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use this promo code to get MyPillow mattresses and toppers for as low as $99.98 and free shipping.
I'm watching my friends gain more and more weight. And then eventually, I got to tell you, this is a little dark, but a bad diet literally killed my whole crew.
Wow.
Diabetes, a stroke. I mean, all kinds of stuff. It's like you had a stroke. You're not even 50 years old. You guys got to quit eating this stuff. Your body knows what's what. You're not conscious of this. But that's why people will go to the refrigerator and they'll grab this and that and the other and put together this outrageously elaborate combination of foods. Your body's trying to reach balance. Unbeknownst to us, our bodies are always trying to reach homeostasis. You can't eat all of this stuff and expect to live a long time. And one thing led to another, and I went, you know, forget this. We're going to make our own product. So we partnered with one of the world's top 3 biochemists where nutrition-specific study is concerned. I said, all I want is the best nutritional and immune support product in the world. So we mix it in yogurt. It's a powder. I got a bag of it here. I keep one on the console all the time, you know, just so I can show people.
Yeah.
And it's a powder. Now, this is not candy. This is hardcore nutrition. And sugar is an enemy. And most people do not know that the reason these bellies are showing up on people all over the place, your body makes fat to store the toxins it can't get rid of. Mm-hmm. So it just puts them over here. But I can tell you this. You take this for 30 days and then lay off of it for 2 or 3 days, and you'll go, good grief, give me some more. skin, nails, hair growing back. Mm-hmm. Cut yourself and it heals in half the time.
What silver wings on my son's chest make him one of America's best. He'll be a man, he'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, welcome back to the Skiff. I want to go through a few stories here with you. This one, big escalation in the Gulf. I think it's night 12 of the reignition of the war in the Gulf against Iran. Iran struck back heavily this morning with drones. Trump is talking a big attack coming. He issued emergency travel orders to people in the Middle East. So we're going to heed that, and we'll probably leave here early, probably soon. So anyway, story you need to look at on CDM. Follow us. We're putting, by the way, we built up staff in the Middle East and in Europe, and they are providing stories early in the morning of what's happened overnight. So you'll see that early. You know, sometimes we don't get them up as fast as we should, but sometimes by 5 or 6, but usually by 7 or 8, the overnight runs are up from our overseas staff. All right, next story. From our European staff, 21st sanctions package against Russia, another kind of cluster, you know what, in the EU, trying to put pressure on Russia as they head for a war. You can read this yourself. Really not much impact there and a lot of carve outs for other countries inside, like Greece and others, Bulgaria, that want certain things, which make the sanctions a lot less effective against Russia. On the Russian issue, another Ukraine drone blitz. They're taking out the consumer goods in Moscow and in surrounding areas. Tver, St. Petersburg. Tver and Moscow were two villages separated by, I don't know, 50, 60 clicks. And it still exists, but it's right inside the Moscow suburbs at this point, essentially. But they're hitting Wildberries warehouses, which is the Amazon for Russia. So they're taking out the consumer goods, but Russia is still advancing in Donbass. So it's kind of a race against time. As Russia takes ground, they are trying to pressure the population to turn against Putin because they can't get their Amazon deliveries, their Wildberry deliveries. I don't think that's going to work with the Russians, to be honest. That's just my gut. All right, this one really infuriated me last night. You saw that Laura Loomer went to Ukraine. The rumor is she was paid a lot of money. I can't confirm that. But she sat down with Zelensky, and neither one of these people are Christians. And we have outlined the entire diabolical effort by Zelensky to destroy Christianity in Ukraine. And they're sitting there talking about how they're protecting the Christians. And I find this really disturbing. I go through a lot of evidence of what we've done. I put a lot of evidence and reporting up of what we've talked about, how he's destroying Christianity in Ukraine. Let me give you just one example. This is the outside the Bachesk Loomer were doing. It was closed. It's a huge 1,000-year-old monastery. Zelensky closed the monastery, kicked out the priests, and disturbed and desecrated the catacombs, which I walked through, which are and the bodies, the skeletons are right. You can reach out and touch them right next to you, left and right, as you walk through these tunnels. And it's very sacred to these people that their generations, their burials in these churches and at this institution. This, if you want to see how upset the Ukrainian people were, I played this before, but maybe people with Zelensky closed this religious facility and is in the process of destroying the Ukrainian Orthodox Church in favor of a new church he started, just like the CCP. So that is the Ukrainian people singing their heart out at the loss of their religious institution by the Zelensky regime. And then Loomer has the guts to get up and act like her and Zelensky are saving Christianity in Ukraine. It's absolutely disgusting. And it gets worse. By the way, this is her saying how much she's helping Christians in Ukraine by enabling the dictator who's destroying Christianity. The Ukrainian media had a field day with this, talks about, and I can't have any proof of this, but this guy's saying she was paid $2 million to go over there. I have no proof of that. And this, you can find, is an interviews. I've done many of these with Bob Amsterdam, the guy who is the counsel for the Ukrainian Orthodox Church in London. So let's play a little bit of this. So you can find all of this interview and others on our Rumble channel, but just search for Robert Amsterdam. There's a lot of them. But what's going on there is absolutely disgraceful. But as I mentioned, it gets worse. Loomer also said, well, the Ukrainians are not really Nazis because they've changed. My friends, that is a false statement. The Azov battalion is still running amok through Donbass, doing a lot of very fascist things. And the evidence is here on the article, some of it, but all you got to do is look at how they are behaving and what agenda and what type of ideology they are pushing in Ukraine that we are supporting. So, I'm incensed about this. I know Laura, I put it in the article. I didn't expect this from her. And it really is setting back our effort to help unite Christians globally, or maybe it's helping. I don't know. You could say it's actually helping, but a lot of different a lot in that article that you need to be aware of. All right, last one I want to talk about is the war coming home. This one is from our armedforces.press channel, and Commander Salamander, who we've had on many times, gives a good overview of what could happen and why we need to continue to build and prepare. And so I'm telling you, folks, get those emergency medical kits from the wellness company, twc.health/CDM, promo code CDM. You know, look at precious metals. Try and protect yourself and get prepared for what may be coming. I'm hearing we have no sound. I'm sorry, guys. Can you hear me right now? I hope you can. Anyway, we had a lot of problems here. The infrastructure here is just, it's not like we can use Starlink. Starlink doesn't work here. For some reason, Elon has shut off Starlink over Lebanon. There's a lot of weird things. There's a lot of blocking by some of the people who are controlling this country, not the Christians, but the other entities. And for instance, you can't get on Grok here and other things. So it's not good. All right, that's all we got to today. I'm sorry for the problems, but you know, we try our best to get it out, and we'll be back Monday in studio back in the US. And there'll be a Georgia show Sunday at 2 p.m. with Bill Quinn. I won't be on that show because I'll be traveling, but it will be good. There's so much going on in Georgia, and if you're in the great state of Georgia, you need to be aware. All right, so thanks for joining us today. Oh, please sign up for our no-ad subscriptions. Go to my.cdm.press, my.cdm.press. Look, throw us a bone, 10 bucks a month, and you get access to all of our content with no advertisements. And we are really revamping all this. It's really cool. You log in, you go from site to site, and there's no ads. We're putting out, and it's only going to get more and more as the momentum rolls for CDM. And by the way, there's going to be big announcements for CDM coming. We just announced this Lebanon paper. But go to my.cdm.press. It's 10 bucks a month or 100. Back. We'll be back Monday at 10 to noon, Monday through Friday on the Skip. See you then in the studio.